Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Lakshya Power Tech Q4 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Equirus Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Pooja Gandhi from Equirus Advisors Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to the H2 FY25 earnings call of Lakshya Power Tech Limited. From the management, we have with us today Mr. Rajesh Anay, Managing Director, Mr. Lakshmi Narayan, Whole-time Director, and Mr. Amit Agarwal, Whole-time Director, and Mr. C. R. K. Raju, COO. Before we proceed with the call, I would like to state a brief disclaimer. This conference call may contain certain forward-looking statements which are based on the current opinions and expectations of the company. A detailed disclaimer is already provided in the investor presentation uploaded on the stock exchange. Now, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Lakshmi Narayan Ji for opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Good evening, all. I'm Lakshmi Narayan, the Director for Lakshya Power Tech. A brief introduction of the company. Lakshya Power Tech was started in 2012 as a freelancing company by Mr. Rajesh Anay with two people. And over a period of time, we have come to become an EPC contractor, serving the facilities like in sectors like oil and gas, power, renewable energy, and industrial sector. And as a part of services, we are doing EPC contracts, integrated operation maintenance services, and special services, special and compressors for testing and commissioning, overhauls, and trading of spare parts. Under EPC projects, EPC sector, we are doing projects to main clients ONGC and Chain Vedanta. And under integrated operation maintenance, we have done projects with Mega Engineering, Kirloskar Pneumatics, Rob Ventures, Malaysia, and Powerica in data centers. And in integrated operation maintenance, even Shapoorji Pallonji, we have supported them for their Chain Vedanta facility. And special services like overhauls and turnaround, we have done for Indian Oil Corporation, Vedanta Group, and Shubham Meal. And we are located at Ahmedabad, having the head office at Ahmedabad with a corporate office in Hyderabad, and service offices across all our service locations to support the client. Yeah, this is about the company. Yeah, Pooja.
Thank you, sir.
Should we open the line for questions, ma'am?
Yes, yes.
Perfect. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star, then one on their touch-tone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star, then two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Again, if you wish to register for a question, please press star, then one. Our first question comes from the line of Agastya Dave from CAO Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yeah, you're audible.
Thank you very much. Good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I have a few questions, actually. So the first one is, if I look at the H2 results, they're substantially below what you did last year in the same period. So would you like to give some sort of a qualitative commentary as to what exactly happened? Were these results as per your expectations? Were there any extraordinary events which led to slowdown in revenue growth and also quite a steep decline in your margins? What exactly happened during the half year, sir?
Yeah, good evening. Myself is Amit Agarwal.
Good evening, sir.
Yeah, good evening. In regards of the revenue, in the 2024, we achieved the revenue of the 150 crore. In the last year, in 2024-25, we achieved the 160 crore. Approximately, actually, our target was the 180 to 190 crore. But due to the delay in the IPO and the fund management, so we have slightly down the our actual target. Our plan was the IPO in the month of the May, but actually due to the NSE delay and the procedures, we got fund in the month of the October. So due to the 4-5 months cash flow stuck, we was not able to achieve our target. But in future, we will achieve as per our at least minimum 25-30% CAGR growth, and also commit to whatever the our projections we will achieve.
So did you say 40-45%, 40-45% revenue growth?
Not 40-45%, but we are as a conservative, we are taking the 25-30% as a CAGR.
Understood, sir. Yeah. So, is the cash crunch or fund shortfall completely addressed now that the IPO has happened?
Yeah. Now the address, now on the track, all the projects, what are the projects we are doing right now, all the track. There is no issue in the cash flow.
Perfect, sir. So, over the last few months, you have been continuously disclosing new order wins. Can you tell us more about the nature of these orders with respect to the margins? What kind of margins are you expecting in your existing order book? And what's a good margin to consider for you going forward? Because the margins have been going up and down quite a lot. So there is no clear-cut trend that I could figure out going by your past financials. Can you also discuss the margin profile of the company in light of the kind of work that you are doing?
The side of the margins, we have the approximately net margin at 10% from the all activities. So we have the majorly three segments. One segment is the EPCC, the second is the integrated operation maintenance, the third is the special services. In the EPCC area, there are two sub-segments, one in the oil and gas sector, second in the data centers.
Mm-hmm.
So in the data centers, we have the net margin approximately 16-18%. And in the EPCC oil and gas sector, we have the margin in the average 13-16%. But in the integrated operation maintenance, we have the margin approximately 6-8%.
Okay.
So now we are planning, and in the future, we are more focus on the EPCC projects and especially in the data centers also. So for the increase is our net margin.
Okay. So can you give a split of your order book, existing order book between these three divisions? And also next year, what kind of margins can we expect based on the mix that you will have?
As on date, we have the 275 CR order book. Order book, which covers the 154 CR in the EPCC segment, or approximately 117 in the O&M segment, and 3 is the special services. So
117 in O&M?
Yeah, O&M, integrated operation maintenance.
Understood, sir.
Yeah. And we will cover approximately 175 to 180 CR out of this 275 in the current year revenue.
170-180. Okay, sir. Understood.
Yeah.
And sir, okay, based on this, sir, the margins that you have given, 15-18%, that is at the PAT level, right?
Yes, the PAT level. So in the coming year, in the future years, we are expecting minimum margin to 11-12%.
At the PAT level?
Yeah, PAT level.
Understood, sir. Sir, I have few other questions, but I'll go back in the queue and come back. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Okay, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to register for a question, please press star then one.
It's a minute.
The next follow-up question is from Agastya Dave from CAO Capital. Please go ahead.
Okay, so only I have questions. Sir, my next question was, as you ramp up your the scale of the company, what kind of investments do you need? Because in the presentation you have mentioned that data center is a fresh entry for you. So I was under the under the belief that this is not a segment where you have done a lot of work compared to your EPCC segment. So would you require any capital expenditure? Would you require a fresh hiring of a new team? How exactly should we look at the investment angle here, both on the balance sheet side, balance sheet side, as well as on the P&L side?
With regard to the data centers, we are now only focusing on to the power side, power evacuation, and the fuel gas management system. But we are expanding our services for the HVAC and then the acoustic panel manufacturing, which is the requirement for the all the data centers. So we want to have our own manufacturing setup for this. So for this, we will be requiring the additional fund reinforcement so that we take now only 10% to 15% of the data center value we are taking the job. We are expected to increase by 30% by taking many more projects with including these sectors which we have not focused till date. Like though we have the strength, we have not focused onto that. Like you know, fire hydrant systems and then HVAC systems and the acoustic system. Mm-hmm. Which this year we are going to the client asking for them to bidding for these activities also. And taking the direct manufacturing facilities for the acoustic systems so that we can manufacture for our own projects and support the clients also for their projects. Especially, we are back-to-back support for GEMCO and the Caterpillar and Powerica.
Understood. This manufacturing setup, you will have your own manufacturing facility?
Yeah. Our own manufacturing facility to meet the client requirement.
And if this will be like a fabrication-heavy manufacturing facility or just an assembly and sub-assembly line?
No, it's a fabrication. It is an assembly section with a raw product converted into the finished product acoustics. It's a workshop-based one with an automated system. You give the raw material, you get the output.
Understood, sir. So as of now, your addressable market in any one data center project is around 10 to 15% of the total value. And going forward, right. It will become, you said you will add 30 to 35%. So it will become 40 to 45%.
No, it's overall. Under 20 to 25% increase because all of a sudden, client also will not be ready to give us the opportunity. Slowly, we will progress. Maybe hopefully down the line, 6 months or next year, we can show our performance and take much more into the projects.
Understood. So, in this segment, how are you winning new customers? Do you have any partner with whom you are bidding for projects?
You need to understand the data center is power intensive.
Right.
So all the power backup power is either by the gas diesel engine driven generators. We are having the back-to-back arrangement with these companies like you know Caterpillar, the Powerica, and then wherever they are bidding, we are backup to them.
Understood. So you get the contract as soon as Caterpillar gets a contract.
No. We give all the estimation everything to these companies. So then during that we have an agreement, long-term agreement for everything. Right. We give their quotation and then accordingly, once we win the project, then it is automatically uploaded to us.
Understood, sir. And for every new data center, you have to submit this, or do you have a standard package where on a per, let's say 100 megawatt basis, you have a certain setup in place which you just, is it like a standardized thing, your arrangement with Caterpillar, or you have to go like start from scratch?
No, if the BOQ is same, it is the same. It's already quoted. But you know, BOQ bill of quantities will vary depending upon the size of the data centers. And there, if it is type 2, it is different, and type 3 data centers are different. Because type 3 requires only utmost stringent conditions for power outage. It's only 28 minutes allowable per year in this type 2. So we need to follow that. So accordingly, the equipment what we provide them will have that stringent norms to meet it.
And so when will we see like a good order inflow from data centers, and when will those orders flow into revenue? And how big do you see this becoming over, let's say, next 2 years?
Actually, we are expecting this to be happen from, this is May, no? Maybe from September, because now we are targeting bigger things with the Amazon and other data centers, CP.
Okay.
So wherein we have already submitted our proposal, including all these services. If that goes through, then definitely maybe September onwards, you can see the rise in this.
Understood, sir. Understood. And so how, okay, understood. So for on the CapEx side, what is our CapEx plan for the coming 2 years? In FY 26 and 27?
For the data centers, we need only a 67 CR for the load bank and the acoustic tunnel manufacturing facility.
Understood. And so for the overall business, the company as a whole?
As a business, requirement right now for any working capital, additional working capital. But normally, whatever the deal of the bank facility, and whatever we have received the funds from the IPO, this will be the recycle and the recruit in the cash flow management.
Perfect. So the only CapEx will come from the data center side, and that will happen this year?
No, in addition to data center, we are focusing on to oil and gas also sector, wherein retrofitting of old plants is happening. So therein you require these projects. Cost maybe minimum of 150 to 200 CR with a period of 20 to 24 months is the completion period. So almost now we are bidding for under 300 crores worth of projects for oil and gas sector. So that may take 120 to 180 days to convert into PO.
And sir, in this, what is the scope of the of such orders? What will be refurbishing? I missed that point.
It is like, you know, we have to design. Design and then construction. Like, you know, some things, new equipments may come, we need to do the foundation. And then the new, most of the cases, the compressors are, the gas compressors are required, need to be updated with the latest thing, technology. And add on new facilities, gas compressors and other utilities to meet the overall requirement for the plant.
Understood. So this is under EPCC, right, sir?
It is under EPCC. Because these are, in this, the procurement is major thing. It will be around 70% of the project cost.
Right.
So there we can expect better margins.
Understood. So for you, that will be from people like Kirloskar Pneumatic or whoever is supplying, some OEM like that, right?
Yeah, they are, the OEMs are there. We are having even from the outside, like, you know, the Cooper, we are going for an understanding so that wherever we are bidding, we take their support and get the order.
Understood, sir. And sir, to what size can you go in terms of bids? What kind of projects can you take? Single largest order that you're qualified for?
As on date, we are qualified up to 500 crores.
500 crores, okay.
And in addition to this, we have already promised, we already told in our I know that we will be going to renewable energy. We are just looking for solar power also.
Right.
We are having discussions with the 2-3 companies to have a consortium for engineering and other things so that we can have the capabilities of that.
So there also you'll be doing the EPC work. So you'll tie up with a module manufacturer and then do the EPC work.
No. The module manufacturer we are not tying up because the all the contracts, the government only is providing the modules. Only thing we need to the other engineering, procurement and construction. Procurement not other than module and things we need to cables and the other substation requirements that we have to procure.
And the scope of work here would be actually installing the plant and also the substations, or substations will be separate?
And as a substation, it will be some places, substation is also part of it. It depends upon the connectivity what it is requested by the DISCOM.
Okay. And so when will the renewable business pick up for us?
We are already talks with the different companies. Maybe if everything goes well, maybe from first June we can take up the new project up to 20 megawatt, the minimum.
Understood, sir. So thank you very much for answering all my questions, sir. Sir, I have one request and suggestion for the company. Even though SEBI mandates that you declare your results after every 6 months, but if you can voluntarily disclose the numbers every quarter, that would be of great help, sir, and it will be much appreciated by everyone. Like this delay which happened in the IPO, right? This led to something which was completely out of your control, and it was not something which was a part and parcel of the business as such. And I keep on seeing that you are getting more and more orders. So I was a bit surprised why the execution was lacking this time. But when you discussed all of these things, the picture became clear. So if you do it more frequently, sir, it would be easier. This is a brand new company which has listed in the market, and we are just trying to understand the company as of now. It will take us some time. So the more frequent the interaction, the more frequent the reporting and communication from the company in any form, sir. I already appreciate that you disclose all the orders that you're getting. The more you do it, sir, the more frequently you do it, the better it is. It will be for all the investors to understand the company and invest in the company. So that's a small suggestion, sir. Kindly do take it into consideration. But thank you very much for answering all the questions, sir, and all the best, sir.
Yeah, thank you for the suggestion. I'll just discuss with our team, the finance and other things. So they'll definitely have some interaction and then see that you are updated with the data.
Sir, it need not be audited financials. It need not be the full P&L and the full balance sheet, but an indicator number that the execution during this particular month or this particular quarter was this much. The total aggregate fresh orders that we got was this much. We expect certain delays in let's say execution because of the delay in the IPO. But now everything is on track. Just like basic communication, sir, that was more than sufficient. Like a one-page summary with like few paragraphs on what is happening on the business side. Now, for example, we have a data center and a renewable which are going to substantially add to our revenue going forward. And these are exciting opportunities. So any progress that we make in a quarter, that we received so many RFQs or we had so many discussions and these were the bids which were placed, even if you don't mention numbers, any qualitative commentary as to how the progress is in these two areas, it will be very well taken by the markets. And as an investor, it would be of great help to me, just to, and like to all of us, just to understand the direction the company is going in, because these are exciting opportunities, sir. It will be nice to see the company go from heights go to new heights. So that's the motive behind the suggestion, sir. Kindly take into consideration, sir. Thank you very much, sir, and all the best.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Rajiv Agarwal from Sterling Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. My question is, what led to the sharp increase in debtors this year, sir?
Hello?
Can you hear me? I am asking what led to sharp increase in debtors this year? debtors are significantly increased?
Yeah, actually, in the last quarter, in the month of the February and the March, approximately we have supply of a major equipment to the one EPCC project. It's the Bokaro project, approximately 30 to 40 CR. Due to that, our debtors has been increased. And this money will be released in the month of the May, June and July month.
Okay, so you have already started receiving money.
Yes, already started. Because due to the major supply of the equipment in the month of February, March, the amount of debtors has been increased.
Okay, so you debtor days you expect it maybe should fall back to 80 days around this
year?
Yes. Okay, so there will be no, so you don't expect any further deterioration in working capital and my further question is when do you see these profits converting into cash flows?
Which debtors? You are asking for the debtors amount?
No, sir. I am asking that you don't expect any further deterioration in working capital, or and when do you expect this profits to be converted into cash flow?
The profit approximately in the conversion cash flow up to the September October.
Okay, so you expect some operating cash flow this financial year?
Yes. Because in the last year, our operating cash flow was negative due to that we have collected the funds from the market. So, by this reason, our operating cash flow was negative. So, in the current year, our operating cash flow is the positive.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star then one to ask a question. Our next question comes from the line of Noel Shah from JSR Long Time Investment. Please go ahead.
Is that audible?
Yeah, please. You're audible.
Yeah, so congratulations, sir, on a successful IPO and robust execution. And so I have two questions. So one is that you have 9.31 crore of equity gain with a 31 crore of reserve, which is found in the balance sheet. So my question is, will you be considering distributing through dividends and or you will be reinvesting all profits for gold?
Yes. Can you say your second question?
Second question is regarding the working capital. So it must be very intense given that this is a project-based contracts. So how are you managing your receivables, especially with large PSU clients?
Okay. In regard to the dividend, currently we don't have any plan for the dividend for the shareholders. We are accumulating the fund for the futures We're currently not planning any dividend. And for the working capital, in the O&M sector and the EPCC project, so there is a milestone payment system in the PSU sector. So first we need the certification milestone from the customer, then accordingly we generate the invoice and upload the portal, and as per the terms of the PO, we will get the fund in the 15 days or 21 days as per the payment terms from the PSU sector.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star then one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Sahil Raj from Samdarya Capital Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yes. Am I audible?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Sahil, sir, we have lost the audio. Please proceed with your question.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir. You are audible. Please go ahead.
I wanted to ask regarding the ONGC orders that were supposed to come in May. So, what is the status on that?
Your voice not clear, Sahilji. Can you please repeat the question, sir?
It's clear now.
Yeah, please.
Regarding the ONGC orders which we mentioned in our last investor meet that was supposed to come in May. So what is the current status of that?
Still the technical evaluation is going on for the ONGC project which we bid.
Yes. Regarding that maybe, only I'm answering.
Maybe it will take under 60 days because they have asked for 60 days the bid validity. So we have extended the bid validity for under 60 days.
But I saw on the GEM portal that the bid has been cancelled or maybe it's not, or maybe a revised bid will be announced.
Which bid you are talking about?
The 100 crore one, the ONGC project, the 100 crore bid you mentioned in your order book.
About the Bantumali. Yeah, Bantumali.
Yes,
Bantumali. Bantumali, it is, again, re-tendering it is going.
Okay.
In addition to that, we have done for two, three projects also. I'm talking about that.
All right, sir. And this two, three projects, you expect to come in the company in next 2 to 3 months?
Yeah.
Okay. And highlighting...
There is a revision in the technical specs. So that's the reason somebody has put a query so that they have asked for in pre-bid, they have extended
that. All right, sir. And regarding current year estimated growth that Amitji mentioned to another caller, what is our target for this year? 30% growth or 35% or maybe more than that?
Yeah, we have the minimum, we have taken the conservative figure, the minimum 30%, total 30%. We will try the more than the 30%. So, now we are considering as a conservative figure of the 20%
to 30%. All right, sir. And one small request from my channel, like August mentioned about quarterly updates. Just one page summary would do very good.
Yes, definitely we will discuss with our internally and update, no issues.
If we have taken the advice, then we definitely will implement that one.
And any plans for fundraise this year or maybe we are insufficient in working capital limits? Anything on that?
No, we have the sufficient working capital limit right now. If requirement, we will take the negotiate with the bankers for the increase the enhancement any limit, but no need any public fund right now.
Okay, sir. Okay. That's all. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star then one to ask a question. Our next follow-up question comes from the line of Noel Shah from GSR. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Another question is, do you foresee any pricing pressure due to increased competition from other EPC companies, especially in sectors like renewables?
Sorry to interrupt you, Noel. Sir, your voice is sounding a bit muffled. If you're using a speakerphone, may we request you use handset, please?
One second. Hello? Is it now audible?
It's audible.
So, sir, do you foresee any pricing pressure from the other turnkey EPC, especially in the sectors like renewables and power and stuff?
Yeah, definitely it will be there, pricing pressure, but actually most of the activities what carry out, we do in-house only. We don't do any subcontracting. That is the advantage we have when compared to other EPCC people.
Okay. Got it. Yeah, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star then one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the line of participants, I now hand the conference over to Ms. Pooja Gandhi for closing comments.
Lakshya Power Tech Limited, I sincerely thank you all our investors and analysts for taking the time to join us on today's earnings call. Your trust, interest, and continued support means a lot to us. We look forward to growing stronger together and keeping you updated on our journey ahead. Thank you once again for being part of our story.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you. On behalf of EquiBridgex Advisors Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your line.